very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 17th, 2017. And this is Live Talk at the Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the taxi operator war that has erupted between the South African transport operators and their Zimbabwean counterparts.
Early this week, members of the South African transport operators temporarily blocked traffic going into that country via Beit Bridge, a border post, for 6 hours, accusing Zimbabwean cross-border transporters of driving them out of business.
The bad blood between the operators goes a long way back. In 2012, a taxi operator was killed in the skirmishes that erupted after the South African operators accused their Zimbabwean counterparts of stealing customers.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz short wave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And so tonight we want to hear your views on this crucial issue pertaining to public transportation of people between South Africa and Zimbabwe. If you wish to join the show, please call us now on our line 001-202-619-2077 and we'll definitely call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Lingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthwakazi omuhle kumagumbi amane omhlaba lapho elingali khona lamhlanje ke siyadibana njalo ku Studio 7 Live Talk e Diaspora Forum ke lapho esixoxa lezi zalane zeZimbabwe ezisemazweni achiyeneyo lingaba lise London, Frankfurt, Germany, Canada, Ottawa, konke lapho elingali khona, siyalinxusa ukubana lisitshayele ucingo, sixoxeke udaba lamhlanje olusegudwini, ludaba lwempi esiqhamukile phakathi kwabathwala abantu amakhumbi aweSouth Africa labeZimbabwe. Bayalwa abantu laba bathi bona bayathathelana ama-customers besithi bona labo abeZimbabwe iningi labo abanye ababhalisanga bathwala abantu okungekho emthethweni. Siyalinxusa ke ukubana lisishiyele incingo silayo njalo la iWhatsApp lingasithintane ngeWhatsApp njalo inombolo zakhona zithi zona +1 202 465 0318. Lingasishayela ke lingasithumela i-message siyalithumela thina silifake emoyeni sixoxe ke ngodaba lwethu olumqoka kakhulu Jonga.
Wonguse zvataurwa nemumwe wangu Chris Gande. Nyaya tiri kukurukura nhasi pachirongwa chedu Diaspora Forum chatinopa mukana kuzvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Inyaya yekuti tiri kunzwa kuti paita ropa rakaipa pakati pevemichovha vemuSouth Africa zvikuru kumusina ku border uko pamwe chete neve Zimbabwe vari kutakura vanhu ikoko zvakakonzera kuti nemusi wemuvhuro vemuSouth Africa vamborambidza dzimotokari dzaipinda muSouth Africa imomo vachipomera mhosva yekuti vari kubva kuZimbabwe zvikuru vanenge vasina magwaro ekutakura vanhu kana malicense kana mapermit hanzi vari kuya vachitora vanhu vachitorera business. Saka tambozotaura hedu nevanonzi vaDonald Sebola vanove mutevedzeri wasachigaro wesangano revemichovha muSouth Africa remusina Nansfield Tax Association. Vatenda kuti hahongu pane ropa rakaipa pakati pavo nevemuZimbabwe asi vati haisi hondo sezvingataurwa nevanhu kana nevenhau asi kuti kungoedza kuti vaonesane takawavunza kuti sei vasiri kuisa nyaya iyi kumapurisa pano kuti vanga vachitakura mutemo vachisama maoko mavo. Vakati aiwa tagara tinosvitsa nyaya idzi kumapurisa asi tiri kuona kuti mapurisa haana zvaari kuita. Nekudaro vataurayo kuti mangwana vari kutarisira kuita musangano nemapurisa kumusina kuti vaedze kukurukura nyaya iyoyi. Asi sezvataurwa naChris, haisi nyaya yatanga nhasi. Kubva kare taachitarisa mumapepanhau umu kubva muna 2008 vaingoramba vachirwira nyayo dzekuti vekuZimbabwe vari kuuya vachitorera basa zvikuru vanenge vasina mapemit ekuti vange vachitakura vanhu. Ndo nyaya yatoda kuti kurukure. Pindai muchirongwa, hazvina basa kuti muri kuZimbabwe here kana kuSouth Africa, toda kuti tinzwewo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya iyi. Gandhi.
Yebo, Chonga, we have our first guest, Mr. John Peter. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Like we discussed earlier on, we want to hear more about the problems that seem to have erupted between the South African transport operators and their Zimbabwean counterpart. Can you give us a brief background of what this is all about?
In which language? In Ndebele, Zulu, or English?
You can start with the English and then we can divert later on to Zulu.
Okay. The thing is, we in South Africa, we've got our counterpart in Zimbabwe, which is our brothers and sisters from that side. The problem now we have is the guys who are coming this side without permits and the guys with permits that side. So our main aim is for us to share with those guys from Zimbabwe. We are brothers. So the thing is, there are some guys without permits. They're coming this side. The guys with permits on the Zimbabwean side, they don't have time or a chance to operate. So our main aim here is for us to share with the guys in Zimbabwe. We are not fighting.
Yes. So when you say they don't have permits, how are they allowed to operate? Are they like pirate taxis?
They are like pirate taxis which are used to pirate, in a sense that for a while we used to work hand in hand. They used to come to the border, they step at the border, they give us passengers and everything to go to Messina. When we go to Messina, we load and come back and give them their loads at the border. We didn't have a problem in that sense. But it went to a point where one of our brothers had more power than everyone. So he changed everything that favors him and their friends. So that's why you see there seems like there's a tension. But it's not such a tension because we are brothers. What we're saying, guys, we are brothers in a sense that we are blood brothers. What we are saying to them is saying, gentlemen, from wherever you are, let's come to South Africa. Let's.
Hello?
In numbers.
Oh.
Yes. Thing is, we're saying, gentlemen from Zimbabwe, we are blood brothers. Mm. When you come this side, you come to our business place, you pass with people. How fair is it for us to wait and people from Zimbabwe, they just come and pass? Some of them. Most of them, almost 90% of the people who are coming from that side, they don't have permits. When you check the buses with permits, the other cars with permits, mostly they come in this side with while the pass almost.
Oh, we're having a problem line. With your line. The network is kind of bad.
Is it?
Yes. Yeah. Now I can hear you. Yes, can you go ahead?
You can hear me.
Yes.
Yes, the point is we are not fighting with anyone. Mm. It's just that most of the cars which are coming from Zimbabwe, they are pirates. Mm. When you check cars with permits, like buses, mini buses, become maybe empty. But most of the cars which come with people or loads is people without permits. That is our main concern. We are saying to our brothers, brothers, we are not fighting. We're saying, gentlemen, as we are brothers from the other side, we are counterparts. I think the main aim here, we're saying, let's share. We are not fighting.
Mm. Mr. Peter, let me just throw in a question. My name is Jonga Kandemiri. I'm Chris Gande's co-host. How are they allowed to drive into South Africa? Are they not required to have visas or some sort of documentation for them to drive into South Africa?
They have visas and passports. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, they don't have passenger or goods permits to carry passengers.
Mm. So the law enforcers at the border, are they not taking that into consideration, that these people, they are not allowed to carry passengers into South Africa? The moment they get to South Africa, well, they show their passports or a visa, but if they don't have the permits, they should not be allowed to drive carrying passengers into South Africa.
They are not allowed, but it comes to a sense that most of guys in South Africa and Zimbabwe are brothers. So what happened, it happened in a sense that we are used to doing things in the wrong way, and at the end of the day, it seems like it's the right way. So now when we're correcting these guys, as in, let's do the proper thing. The police are tried by all means, as in, you know, we are both Africans. But some of the things our police, we cannot blame them, because as an association, we should have called this thing into, we should have called our brothers from the beginning, as in, we are working in this sense, and tell the police, as in, we are working in this sense. But the problem is, since our brothers had power on the other side, they misused their power so that they can benefit on their own. So as a concerned group, we came to a point that let's work hand in hand with our brothers from Zimbabwe. So we cannot include the police in the sense that you know what happens at the border.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So now with what has happened now, do you see any solution? Because we tried to track the problem to see how long it has been going, and we realized that as way back as 2006, this problem has always been in existence. So now, do you see any closure?
The closure is, we're saying to our brothers, we are not saying don't come to South Africa, there is no xenophobia. What we say to our brothers, we are saying if you come from Zimbabwe, you come to the border. The best thing for us not to fight, let's share. You come to the border, you stop at the border, we go to Messina, we bring your people to Messina, then you go back to Zimbabwe. It's like sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, manje ngesiZulu ungasitshela mnumzana ukuthi udaba lolu lukhulu okunganani ngoba bese sisizwa abanye besithi yizenophobia.
Udaba lolu alukho kukhulu okungako ngoba thina sithi asisherini. Ukulwa sibe singale. It's just that umuntu uma esijayele ukwenza into e-wrong, mase umtshela ukuthi asiyenzi into e-right, ubona ngathi uyamhlupha. Thina sili lo muntu sithi asiyenzeni into ezi-right kuphela, sishare ezingama-brothers. Yeah, asili lo muntu, akula xenophobia, and angeke yenzeke xenophobia ngoba singama brothers. And some of them singama blood brothers. Yeah, asili lo muntu, sithi they can come as many as they can. Our main aim is saying, let's share.
Hayi, kuhle sibili ngxali liluphatha njalo lolu daba. Ungabamba nje kancane baba ungayikhatshana sesilomunye. We now have another guest, Jonga.
Yes, we now have Mr. Dennis Juru, who is the president of International Cross-Border Traders Association. Welcome to Studio 7 Diaspora Forum Live Talk, Mr. Juru.
It's my pleasure, brother.
Yes, Mr. Juru, we have Mr. John Peter, who is a member of the Mussina Nansfield Tax Association. I think you've heard him speaking. But at the moment, I'm directing this question to you as a Zimbabwean cross-border trader. Mr. Juru, how are people doing business at the Beitbridge border post? Because here there are accusations of customer snatching, business snatching and all this, and in the end, if people fail to come or to agree or to come to terms, the end result may be something that is not good for Zimbabweans and South Africans. But what do you say about this problem?
Thank you. Traditionally, the illegal taxi operators who come from Zimbabwe used to drop people at the border. And then South African taxis proceed with the passengers to Messina. And then those illegal taxis, they pick goods, only goods from Messina to Zimbabwe. But starting from Monday, we had a problem where taxis are now barring those illegal taxis to even pick goods from Messina to Zimbabwe. And I believe this is caused by the implementation of SI-64 by the Zimbabwean government, whereby you find that there's a reduction in the movement of people from Zimbabwe to South Africa to buy goods, as people used to do always. So there's a fight, I mean, when it comes to the transportation of people and goods.
But why are your Zimbabwean brothers, Mr. Juru, not being patient enough to just drop passengers at the Beitbridge border post, wait for those coming from Messina, and then take them back to Zimbabwe instead of invading into other people's territories?
No, like I said before, those people from Zimbabwe, usually they drop people, passengers at the South African side, and then the South African taxis proceed with the passengers to Messina. But with goods, I mean, the Zimbabwean taxis used to carry goods from Messina straight to Zimbabwe. There are some reasons that makes Zimbabwean taxi owners and drivers to carry goods from Messina to Zimbabwe. One of the reasons being there are some goods which are illegal to be transported, to enter Zimbabwe. And then there's no way transporters can sort those goods at the border in front of people whom they don't know. So normally they sort their goods in Messina, not at the border. So it's one of the reasons why there is resistance in dropping goods at the border, like what their counterparts at the South African side wants the situation to be like.
Mr. Peter, may you respond to Mr. Juru?
Yes, I can respond in a sense that Mr. Juru is talking of illegals. When he's talking of illegals, he's saying illegals are used to give South African taxis to proceed with passengers to Messina. But in a sense, yes, when you're talking of illegals, you see, he's trying to defend that illegals. You understand? Yeah, we're talking of someone who's not allowed to transport. But he's saying, because of the situation in Zimbabwe, here we're not talking of the situation in Zimbabwe in a sense that people are declaring or they need to hide things in their cars. Here we're talking of transport. We never and we had never had any information that they do smuggling and everything. So I think the best thing for this problem to be solved, we need to have a campaign so that we can talk to the Zimbabwean government or whoever was in control, that the people from this side, they mustn't be afraid of having their goods in their cars, in a sense that we both need to be involved in one business. And if it's one business, our main aim here, we are not fighting anyone. We are not saying someone is illegal. If you can check their cars with permits, their buses with permits, when you check those buses, they are roadworthy, everything is in order. But if someone comes from Zimbabwe in a pirate car, what happens if someone gets involved in an accident, or if someone, maybe a car gets involved, someone bought something for 100,000, who is going to compensate that, because that car is not allowed to be on the road
and it's not roadworthy to carry any passenger or any goods. So what I can say to Mr. Mjuru, we understand the situation in Zimbabwe, that people are not allowed to carry some of the goods. They need to hide the goods from Messina, going straight to Zimbabwe. But now our problem is, we are not saying Zimbabweans guys must not come to this side. And we never had information that they have got a problem, that they must hide their things for the Zimbra guys, so that when they get there, they don't know their thing. Our aim here is for transport. We're saying, guys, whatever reasons you have that side, we are not saying give us 50%. We are saying you can even give us 30%, because when you get to Zimbabwe, you are going to declare. You understand? Mm-hmm. So if ever they charge maybe someone 15 rand, they can only give us maybe 3 rand from that percentage, because they are going to proceed to Zimbabwe and they are going to do what? They are going to declare that side. You understand? We are not fighting anyone. But we are saying, gentlemen, when you get to the border, because of the tension, or because of someone who's used to do something which is wrong and feels like something, that something is illegal. You understand?
Mm.
So now it seems like they are being robbed, in a sense that they are used to do something wrong, as in that something is legal. If something is wrong, it's wrong. You understand? We need to treat in a sense that it is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk of illegals, I don't think Mr. Mjuru can talk of illegals and say illegals are being given a problem in South Africa. We cannot talk of illegals. If we're talking of cars with permits and say maybe cars with permits are given a problem in South Africa, each and every car which is coming from Zimbabwe with permits, they go to Messina freely because they've got permits.
Mm-hmm.
Understand.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Can you keep holding? We have Mr. Lunga. Hello, Lunga. Also South Africa. Kunjani, Lunga?
Sikhona baba, kunjani?
I see. Kona. Ungaphi kwe South Africa?
Ngisentshonalanga leGoli, North Cliff.
Entshonalanga. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Oh, yebo, yeah. Kusho ukuthi inkinga la ekhona akusiyo nje ukuthi ngama-permit ukuthi abantu ba-drive ngaphandle kwama-permit.
Mm.
Inkinga engibona laphana ikubangwa ama-customer, abantu abagibelayo.
Mm.
Ngoba uyabona abantu especially labo Malaysia, kunamabhasi sometimes ayabuya le eZimbabwe eMthanete cross border.
Mm.
Laba abe-Messina abalayitha from South Africa.
Mm.
Balayishela khona lapha eboda nithi lapho kunabantu abalithekayo lapha ke babapaka khona babapaka. So uthola ukuthi laba uma e-MT bayadlula lapha okupaka khona imeshini.
Mm.
Beke egaraji lapha, le garaji liseduze neboda lapha.
Mm.
Beyolinda abantu khona lapha. So abantu abaningi laba crossa ngeenyawo bayadlula belande imoto zomalayisha ngale. Abanye bagibela la ma-taxi la ma-meter taxi lawa. Athatha abantu ebhodwe basa emshop la emesina le ngaphambili. So inkinga isukibe kulabo-ke laba abalayisha khona lapha abemesina association lapha. Basuke bayoxabana nala abantu ababuya leZimbabwe ukuthi bangalayishi lapha. Okuyiyona into engiye ngayibona isenzeka abantu. Nala siye ngiye ngabona sokushaya abanye abantu akade bedlula behamba ngabo siyagibela imoto zomalayisha le emagaraji lapha. Bethawa yibo laba basemesini. So lento iyenzeka right through ibhasi ngazile lapha umuntu ayimise khona lapha abalayisha khona vele bayalwa nalabo abantu baqhamuka le eZimbabwe. Enye inkinga engiyayibona abantu imost abasebenza kuwo la ma-taxi asemizini. Imost ngamanga abantu bakithi khona lapha eZimbabwe. Uthola ukuthi yiba sebefaka abanye bakhona umoya kulaba bangaphe emesini ukuthi la singavumi labantu. Sometimes ubona besiya straight beyotshela amaphoyisa ukuthi la bantu bangalayishi lana, kube amaphoyisa asithi abantu bala babuya eZimbabwe badlule. So inkinga ibe lapho, ngibona ukuthi manje sebebona ukuthi labanye abantu banokuthola abantu sometimes abaningi kunabo, yingakho sokungena nje nezibhamu zokunjalo.
Indaba
yakhona nje injalo nje, ngibona ukuthi umona nje usowulapha ukubabona sengathi labana bathola abantu abaningi.
Mhm.
Kanti kuliwa ngabantu baseZimbabwe futhi hayi abaseSouth Africa.
Okay. Mnumzana Peter, uyavumelana la yini ubabulunga la?
ngavumelana naye ngento akhuluma la ngayo. But the problem akhuluma ngayo uthi imoto amabhasi alayisha eMessina, amabhasi akalayisha eMessina, thina lamabhasi aseZimbabwe as in a association in South Africa, amabhasi aseZimbabwe senze into eyi-1. Ibhasi lekhombi ukuthi ubone zibambana akululanga. Thina sibambane lamabhasi aseZimbabwe abuya labantu, amabhasi lawana afika eMessina adlule aye eSasol, akalayishe ebhoda badlula straight baye eSasol ngoba sile agreement sibadingele irenki esecured, ukudla konke, ama-toilets akhona eSasol. So lokho akhuluma ngakho ngiyakuvuma ngoba ukhuluma into mhlawumbe akayazi ukuthi ukhuluma ngani. Thina asili lo muntu masime egedini, umuntu owazi ukuthi uye eSouth Africa ethwele abantu, abanye abasayenzi lokwana ukuthi badlula, abanye badlula ngemota ezifasti, abanye badlula bafuna ukutshayisa abantu, abanye bafika bami erenki ngene ayehlisa abantu, akula problem. Ma ungathola ukuthiwa umuntu uvinjiwe ngumuntu oyebefuna mhlambe efuna ukudlula la ene pirate, efuna ukudlula labantu abayi-22 ngemva kwebhaki. Wayibona? Umuntu lo uyafika eMessina, irenki yethu iphambi kweborder. Ma usuka eborder just maybe 300 meters. From 300, ma usuka eborder 300 meters to the rank. So most of the time siba sime somewhere erenki. Abantu labana ma bedlula siyakwanisa ukubona ukuthi umuntu ulabantu or umuntu akalabantu, abanye bafuna ukudlula labantu. So that's why ubona ngathi sometimes kuba ne-tension. I-tension yakhona ibe yokuthi umuntu sithi yehlisa abantu ungenise etaxini, akulwiwa.
Hayi, kwezwakala. Mnumzana Lunga, ngiyabona uzwile impendulo.
Ya, ngizwile yena impela indlela akhuluma ngayo. Kodwa yabona le nto engikhuluma ngayo, ibona la ama-taxi alayitha khona lapho awemesina lawa alayitha ibhoda khona lapha, ma uqeda ukucross ibhoda, i-travel ikhona lapha. Abaningi abantu bamabhasi ababuya ngamabhasi engagcwalanga le ethi ma ingena ngapha nje, abantu bamisa ibhasi khona lapha duze nabo, and then uzothola umsindo osusuka lapho njezele sokuliwe uliwe. Khuluma ngento engiyaziyo, ngiyabona abaningi beshaywa khona lapha amaZimbabwe nabachamuka le bemisa amabhasi lapha. Nabo basuke lapha ama-taxi lawa awemesina baye lapha eSasol garage yabo beyolayisha abantu khona lapha yabesazi ukuthi bona balayisha lapha ebhoda lapha. Kuphela sokungumsindo mpela, into engiyayibona ngayo ukuthi mhlawumbe ngiyabasukela, into engiyibone mehlo straight.
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile ngembono yakho. Okay.
Christina Mutereri, Mkoma Donald abari ku South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Donald.
Ndofara Mkoma Jonga, makasimba here ne Mkoma Grizi uko.
Ndi Mkoma Donald mamboma here ava.
Ivo jaivo.
Mboma tinoiziva ichirova zvakasimba, ngavarove tinzwe chirongwa chidaire ichi.
Ya, maita basa nokundi pamukana Mkoma. Ndochandangotokurudzira vakomana vekumushavo kavo. Ndiye kutoti ngavachitosiya kana vakatona zvinhu zvakarobhozi munonozati problemu yevanhu vekunoku ndeyekuti kana vakange vatanga chakagwinyira chinogona kuguma chaka xenophobia chinhu chidikidiki chimaina chataona soti chimaina ishuga inozoguma yava nyaya hombe yekuti kana chero mukanemi amuzozvidini. Saka ndinoratidza kuti hangu kana vachiona vachinzi vari illegal ngavarege vane matamba mapemiti vane license yekuti vaoperate vakwanise vaite izvozvo. Ivo kana kanogarira votogarira vanhu kumhiri kadhiri kwedu kuya zvingavanani. Bhozi apa pandoziva ndakambo musi wagore rapera musi wa 1 July musi waita strike yepabet bridge kamyarangarira iya.
Ya,
ndakanichinda kumusha ndomusi wandakaenda kumusha ndakavata pabet bridge pamesina side iyaya ndakasvika kusaidhi kusouth african side kuteka vanhu vekunoko vakapakauraa dhraivha kwamumhezva takatarisa paya. Saka vanhu vekuno ndovaziva kana vakange vatanga zvavatanga ngavachitorega vakomana ivava vanoita zvekupindawo zvavari kunzi ziri iligawo izvozvo.
Ye,
nokuti zvinogona kuzoti konzeresa kana kuti zvinofobhia nezvinhu zvidoko doko zvakadaro, nokuti vanhu vekuna mongo vakangotanga kuti ndimokonzeresa mazimbabweni vatotanga.
Asivanhu
ndakaswera tata ndingati ndakasvika kuri kuma6 Mukoma Jonga papa bhodha pakusaidhi rekusouth africa kumesina kuya. Tikazobvapo kumatoori kutopinda mabhodha ndomuswe mheremhere yaiya vanhu kunoku kusouth africa side ndokwakukanya kuoma kedu hangu kwakwakaomawo, but ya zvandakaona kunoku pakaipa.
Aiwa, hanzi pane paine vanhu pane pachitauriranwa. Amena kuti munogona rongo dzokorana nechirungu zvamasanangura izvo.
Yeah, in this case I'm saying these guys, these commuter omnibus operators, they are supposed to stop immediately because this issue is going to be xenophobia. This issue is not going to end properly. I'm sure it's going to end somehow, which is not good. Mysterious.
So you are urging Zimbabweans without permits to stop forthwith?
Yeah, I urge them to stop immediately, not to just to stop immediately, because I know these guys, these South African guys, when they are starting their things, you know, each and everyone knows about the xenophobic attacks. So we are aware of that. These South African guys, I'm not sure about them. If they start to complain about us, let's leave it, guys. Let's find another. There are many ways of killing kids. Let's leave.
Let me just give this opportunity to Mr. John Peter. Maybe he wants to respond to you. Mr. Peter.
Yes. The thing is, whatever he's saying, I understand. But we have never, ever, if you can remember, there have been xenophobic attacks in South Africa for maybe numerous times. But in Messina, there have never, ever been a xenophobic attack. And it will never happen because we are brothers. Whatever he's saying, that there have been killings and everything in Messina, Texas. Messina, Texas are very peaceful. There's no fighting. The only time where we seem like there's tension is when one wants to pass with people. You understand? We will never fight because we are brothers. And when he's saying guys from South Africa, it's not only South Africans who are on this other side. Not that the guys from Zimbabwe, they're putting pressure on the guys on the South African to fight their own brothers. We can't. We are brothers. And we'll never, ever fight anyone. The main aim here is for us to share 70-30, because we get 30, they get 70, because when they get on the Zimbabwean side, they'll declare. We are not saying, guys, stop coming, but we are saying, guys, let's share. If you come to the border, we can even arrange a place so that we can get taking. We go to Messina, we come back, we give you half, then you go back to Zimbabwe. We are not saying, guys, don't come. Each and everyone from Zimbabwe is welcome to come to South Africa for business. Even if when we are doing these operations, we are not only doing it for the Zimbabweans, we are also doing it locally because a lot of things were not in order. We're saying, guys, let's try to sit down, irrespective of Zimbabwean or South African. The rule of law is the rule of law. Let's try by all means to follow the rule of law. We are not saying we're killing each other. We are not saying we're fighting each other.
Okay. I think my brother.
Thank you so much.
I think the best thing, my brother, I get your point, my brother. The best thing is to negotiate with them. I was wrong, my brother. the best thing is to sit on table, then you negotiate with them, those guys. I know, but some of them without permits, it's better for them to leave, to quit. There are many with the permits, so the one with the permits who can continue the...
Thank you so much, Mkoma Donald. I think, Chris, we've allowed Mr. Juru to breathe. You can bring him back to the show.
Yes, Mr. Juru, you are hearing the exchanges between Mr. Peter and some of our callers here. What do you make of these sentiments, especially the last caller there?
Donald.
Mkoma Donald. He says people should rather quit because, you know, he's afraid of South Africans.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, he is a victim of xenophobia or something of sort. But, you know, there's a way these guys operate. These guys, they know each other from both sides of the border. So, like I said before, traditionally, the Zimbabwean taxis used to drop people at the South African side, and then the SA taxis proceed to the Sina. But due to the decline of travelers, we have seen the South African taxis stopping the carriage of goods from Messina with the Zimbabwean taxis, and at the same time, those taxis are illegal. Maybe Mr. John quoted me wrong. Most of those taxis are illegal. Those are NOAAs, IPSAMs, and what have you. And in Zimbabwe, there's no permits for such vehicles. And also, you find that if even a permitted vehicle tries to, if it tries to pick a passenger, no matter the passenger has a ticket, sometimes you find that some of the passengers, sometimes they take long to stamp their passports. If the passenger remains and starts chasing the a bus or a taxi which has a permit, you know, it's a big fight at the border when the buses or taxis with permits tries to pick the passengers which they came with from wherever they come from. So this thing, I mean, it's not something new. It's something which has been running, but now it seems like it has been fueled by the decline of travelers to South Africa from Zimbabwe. And I think they can solve this problem amicably, but it's not that easy. It's not that easy because, you know, their revenue has gone down too much, and they can't accept seeing Zimbabwean illegal Zimbabwean taxis crossing with goods to Zimbabwe, yet they are just parked. You know, like now, sometimes you find that the queue for South African taxis is very, very long. You know, for those big taxis combis, sometimes it's spent a week without loading, I mean, just because there's no passengers. And, you know, they've resorted to take that job which these illegal taxis used to do, to carry the goods, not passengers. So it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight. And the fight, you know, this fight can't stop just because there's no way the owners of goods can accept their goods to be sorted at the border, direct at the border, unless the Messina taxis are crossing with goods to the Zimbabwean side, or if they can say, like the way Mr. John says, they want a certain percentage without dropping goods or what is the exchange of goods at the border. Maybe that way, I think it can work that way. If their counterpart accepts to pay that certain amount of money, depending with how old the South African counterparts know how much, I mean, have been charged by their Zimbabwean counterparts, maybe they can agree, I mean, on that one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Juro. We'll get back to Mr. Peter, but we have a caller at the moment, Chris.
Yes, Lonkosi, Ose Botswana, kunjani Nkosi?
Hayi, khona kunjani futhi?
Siyaphila thina, kunjani eBotswana?
Hayi, kuyagudumala, kuyaqanda kwesinye isikhathi.
Ah, okay. Ungapi kwakhona?
Hayi, ngisepha lapha.
Oh, okay. Ungasiphi imbono yakho?
Ya, uyazi ukuthi undoda lo weSouth Africa bengimlalele khuluma right from the beginning. Into ayikhulumayo into elengqondo. He is saying everything simple and straightforward, clean. Akula lapha engimkhuta khona, njalo into ayikhulumayo into okumele ukuthi nga iyenziwa. Abantu bekhaya, we have a problem of trying to take over situations and ezindaweni ezingashizo zethu. Uyabona? Abantu labo bona labo akhuluma ngabo ukuthi bayafuna ukuthi baqala kuhle benikana ama passengers eborder, labana babuye labo from Messina babanike eborder bahambe labo, labana babuye labo from Zimbabwe babanike babahambise Messina. That was very correct the way he's explaining it. But because of greediness, the abantu bekhaya sebeqalisa ukufuna ukwedlula labantu beviolate a system which was functioning for so many years. I have seen this happening at border ye Botswana between iRamakhwebana le Plumtree border. There are guys between the no man's land on the Botswana gate asebefuna ukuthwala abantu ahlalilayitshe khona phana egedini liphuma eBotswana. atadlula qonde kobulawayo, but kule mota ezilayine phandle ezimelele the very same people, is intercepting people before they get to the bus rank. Uyabona? Atadlule labo straight ahambe labo kobulawayo. That shows ukuthi they don't want to follow the system that will make them work nicely with others. At the end of the day, they are the ones who are provoking the situation. Instead of following the procedure and the principle that has been in practice for so many years, they want to violate the situation so that tomorrow they start to say, South Africans do not want us, South Africans do not want xenophobic, xenophobic. There is no xenophobic there. It's a simple matter of someone following the system. You get into somebody's country, they tell you what you are supposed to do, you have to follow the rules and the regulations of the country. Simple and straightforward. There couldn't be any noise if they could have followed and tried to work. Those people are in business. They have paid for those taxes. They are paying taxes for road traffic fares, road department. They are not paying anything on the South African side. So how do somebody own a tax that you will pay a disc for it, then tomorrow doesn't make money out of being registered? It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Let us face the reality here. There is nothing xenophobic. There is nothing unfair. Everything is fair. People must abide by the rules that are in place from each and every country that we enter. Finish and class. If we don't do that, then that is why we find that we are not wanted in so many countries, because we have been proved to be a problem. People are failing to uphold the rule of law in places which are foreign to their own life. I've been to Namibia all this day. You find the people running taxis unregistered, competing with the people who bought licenses to run a taxi. The very same Zimbabweans at the same time. You see? Let us try to bring ourselves down. It's embarrassing. That's all I can say.
So you said there were similar problems in Ramakwebane. How did they come to an end?
No, they haven't started fighting. But I've seen it happening. They haven't started fighting. Nobody has queried. But I've seen it happening that at the end of the day, it is moving to that, what that noise which is in South Africa. It will also start there very soon. Because of people failing to follow the rules and every procedure that has been put in place to say, let us work A, B, C, D. Simple. That man is talking sense. There is nothing wrong. He is 100% clear. If someone has got ears and brains to listen and think, I think they must start to use his attitude, the way he's putting his story. He's very clear and very simple, transparent. That's all.
Okay. Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu, Nkosi. Okay, thanks.
Chris, tina mkoma ngoni dzashe, varipa runare varu South Africa. Magadi mkoma ngoni dzashe?
I'm all right, and you? Sorry, daughter and chirungu.
Utaurai chero, mtauro wa munu da. Makato taura okay, nechirungu, zinoti amura nukuti tina mkoma John Peter, the Association of South Africa. Then he will contribute to your question or whatever you want to say.
Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to ask those two guests that you've got there, how bad will it be for them to try and make some sort of a coalition of a taxi association so that the South African taxis, when they load people from Messina, they must drop those people where to the Zimbabwean side, and then they will follow in line to load back to Messina. And the Zimbabwean taxis must also do the same, so that there's a circulation of taxis. I think Mr. John knows of what I'm talking about. He knows what happens with taxis for Joburg. Taxis from Messina to Joburg, when they load, they follow in line at park station when they're coming back to Messina. I think that it can be something that can solve that problem, to kind of make a cross-border taxi association, so that if they catch those without the permit, they've got the right to take away all the people that they've got, or rather to sue them with the traffic police officer from both sides of the border, or of the borders. I don't know. That was my thought.
Let's hear from Mr. Peter. Mm. You can respond to Mr. Ngoni Dashi.
Firstly, I will listen
to what you are saying. Me, when I'm talking to you now, I'm not talking to you as a lawyer. As in a lawyer who's trying to defend someone who killed someone cold-blooded and tried to defend him so that he can be maybe discharged or given a lower sentence. Mr. Mjuru is saying people with without permits are forced to offload things at the border. How can you force someone who's not allowed to load and force him? You see, we're mixing two things. People without permits are not allowed to carry goods or passengers. So, but Mr. Mjuru is trying to defend those people as in, we're supposed to do this, we're supposed to do this. As you are supposed to be talking of people with permits, as in, we are harassing people with permits. We are not harassing anyone.
Yeah, but sorry, Mr. Peter, this time there was a caller.
Can I intervene then to Mr. John? What I'm trying to say is, if you guys, both the Zimbabwean taxi operators and the South African taxi operators, make a coalition, you know that now we've got the right to get these people arrested. Even the traffic police, police officers will have enough strength to help you guys. Mm-hmm. Don't you see that it can be one of a better way to do, to make a coalition from both sides and make one association with legal taxis from both sides so that you can arrest those who are illegally carrying people?
And Mr. Peter, this is not Mr. Juru. This is our caller, Ngoni Dzashe, who is in South Africa. He's from Zimbabwe, but he's in South Africa. He's the one who is suggesting that, why can't you come up with a coalition? You can respond. Go ahead.
I'm very happy to have a positive answer from the caller. Whatever he's saying now, he's saying things as in a direct way, as in, we must agree both sides to work together. We are not saying we don't want to work together. But we're saying people with permits, they can come. We asked them yesterday to come and meet us so that we can agree as in how we're going to work. You understand? But one of the guys who knows too much went to WhatsApp telling people lies. There's xenophobia in South Africa and everything. There's no xenophobia. All we're saying is, brothers, come. Let's work. But the most thing, let's share. You understand? We are not saying we're sharing 100%. We are saying we can even get 20% or 30%. Because you guys, when you proceed to Zimbabwe, you're going to declare and meet a lot of things that said. We are not saying don't come. You can come as many as you can. We can make as many as agreement as we can. But the main thing we're saying, let's say we are brothers, same blood, no fighting, nothing, but just sharing. As long as you can just have an agreement of sharing, then we don't have a problem.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Peter. I think Mkoma Ngoni Mapindurwa na Mkoma Peter.
Yeah, no, I want to pindura as well, but I didn't have a good car. Anyway, thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. I think since he's still here with us, I will tell him to maybe explain more. But let's get to Mr. Juru, Chris.
Yes, Mr. Juru, what are the chances of, the last caller has said, of forming one association that will be representing both Zimbabwean and South African operators? Is there such a chance?
Yeah, chances are there because with the structure they have right now for Messina Taxi Association and Nantri Taxi Association, we find that there are some Zimbabwean taxis which are in that association. For example, I think we have Gwazo, we have Gotiviti Muneno, or something like that. I can't remember the names very well. But there are three taxis which are in the South African Taxi Association. So there's a possibility of having that coalition if you take the history.
Mm.
Okay, so looks like the chances are there, and hopefully,
very high.
Hopefully, this is something that will be worked out soon, so that this problem is put to an end once and for all, Jonga.
Yes, let me maybe hear from Mr. Peter. We understand that tomorrow there is a meeting that is expected between your association or your association and other associations meeting with the police there. May you shed light on that, Mr. Peter?
If I can recall, we working with Zelta, is our counterpart. Since working with Zelta, we never had a problem with them. We're working hand in hand with them. Everything is 100%. We're not giving them any problems because they are our counterpart from that side. I think if we can meet with everyone who is willing to work in Messina and have one meeting so that we can have one understanding and one agreement, then I don't think there will be a problem. With the meeting with the police, we're going to meet with the police. We are not going to be harsh to anyone. We are not saying don't come. But if the law enforcement wants to enforce, then we cannot say no. But the most thing we are going to enforce to the police, we're going to tell them, we are not saying our brothers must not come to South Africa. We say you are welcome to South Africa. If it comes to a point that you need to stop at the border as you don't have permits, so that you can have a piece of cake which we're sharing from this side, I think the police will also understand. You understand? We are not going to say the police arrest them or whatever. All we want a share. Because if you can check, I had one caller said there is a shortage of people. It's not a shortage of people. It's us as a concerned group. We saw things going forward as in things are not in order. So we started as in saying we must first clean our house locally. Last week we were cleaning our house locally. I think so far everything is okay. We said, okay, fine. Our counterparts in Zimbabwe, some of the things which they are doing, it's like when we have, maybe you are a police officer, you're neglecting your work. So one day when you come back to work, as in let's start working, those guys of yours, your employees, will start saying, this guy is giving us a problem because they're used to doing wrong things while in your absence. But when you are there, as in say, gentlemen, from today onwards, you're working as in this way, this way, this way. They feel like they are being, they are being thrown out of the system. We are not saying we're throwing out of the system of the border. We're saying, gentlemen, my main thing, which I'm telling everyone from South Africa, wherever, we're saying, we're not saying our brothers must not come to South Africa. No. We're saying, gents, come in numbers. You can come as many as you can, but let's share the piece of cake we have.
The piece of cake, Chris. Thank you so much. Chris wants to throw in a question.
Yes, Mr. Peter, but you said the skirmishes haven't had any violence, but in the last couple of years, there were reports of violence. Were they accurate?
Where were the reports of violence in Messina?
Yes.
We never had violence in Messina. Never, ever had violence. Never, ever have you had someone being shot of taxi violence.
Let me read you this story, Mr. Peter, that says Mr. George Makwesane was shot and killed near his home in Nansfield. That goes back to 2008.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it says here the suspect appeared in court and his name was Finke Poshopo.
Okay.
And he was from the Nansfield Musina Tax Association.
Yeah.
So
the thing, yeah, he was a suspect. And the court proved that he was innocent.
Hmm.
Yes.
Oh, so this had nothing to do with what we're talking about, the tension between the operators.
If I can tell you, maybe it was a personal issue, not a taxi issue.
Oh, okay.
And whoever you're talking of is free out, is enjoying himself. He was declared innocent by the court.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, thank you so much. Can you just keep holding on? We have some callers. We have Vundla from South Africa. Vundla, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani Jonga?
Ye, ngugande, nguChris Gande, kunjani ba?
Oh, ha ngiyaphila Chris Gande.
Ye, ungasiphi imbono yakho futhi fahla fahla isikhathi iso sesidliwe ngumangoyo.
Okay, mina ngicela ukubuza ya ngiyamuzwa lo baba uPeter elikhuluma naye. Ngoba kune incident eke yenzakala mina ngibuya ekhaya ngoJanuary. Uma sifika lapha eborder sisuke ngeTaxi from eBulawayo amaveko la ayithola i22 seater. Uma siqede ukuchayisa eSouth Africa angazi udrive ubebeshayenzani ngaphakathi. Sasesiphuma thina singamapassenger saye lokuze neShell Garage. Uma sifika lapha neShell Garage sithola kunamaveko angazi kumbe ingaba amaTaxi ayeSouth Africa. Uma befika laphana bayasiharasa bathi sifunani lapha elokuzeni sithi hayi silindele iTaxi. I-taxi yethu iyeza esihamba ngayo. La abantu basilwisa and then sesifuna ukutshaywa. Kuthi we must go back to the border at the gate and then and kunabantu abadala and then babahlukumeza kabuhlungu. Manje ngikwazi ukuthi thina singama-passenger why besihlukumeza kanjalo ngoba thina sasile taxi zasisuke ngayo straight from eBulawayo.
So umbuzo lo singawubuza ufuna ukuzwa kubaba uPeter.
Yebo.
Ah, okay. Lingaphendula baba Peter na ngumbuzo lapho uyabuza ubaba la.
Yebo. Malume. Into oyikhulumayo ifana lento eyenziwe eZimbabwe yonke indawo. Akulandawo engela Paris. So lapha siyenze icampaign yokuthi abantu bengahlukumezwa, ungabi lo muntu okuthiwa uhlukumezwe ngubani, umuntu omunye lomunye oyazi. Angithi ngiqale ngakhuluma ngathi siqale sayenze i-campaign i-clean campaign ukuthi South Africa manje ena kuba engekho ngaphasi kwe-association esikhathi okukhuluma ngazo eqaleni ngathi thina it's a concern group efana into ezizakala emisina ukuthi into
Baba Peter, ifoni yakho ingani kayisazwakali kahle.
Okay, into engiyithoyo malume ngithi yonke indawo ile Paris. So thina emesina siqale sathi siqale sikline thina before siphuma ngaphandle. Le into eyakhuluma ngayo, omunye lomunye umuntu emesina or eSouth Africa mangaba le mali uthenga ikhombi. And ikhombi le ingabe iyabe ingekho elayinini. Ngoba siwe sirelaxile, ngoba abanye abantu phambi kwethu association babe lamandla okudlula thina sagcina sesirelaxa to a point yokuthi abanye abantu bagcina benyerojwa kuthiwa it's Ninesfield or iBidebridge. Kuyabe kungayisiwo Bidebridge or iNinesfield. Kuyabe kufana labantu ababuya ngamani ngama-elegrant ona lawa angala ma-permit. Abantu baharaswa kuma-elegrant.
Baba Peter, ndiza kucela ukuthi ubambe lapho, ngiyabona ubungaqedanga, kodwa isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyo sesisele nje le 1 minute. Kodwa silomunye umlaleli wokugcina uGambule. Ungathi fahla fahla Gambule ngoba isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoyo.
Ngiyabona kanti ninjani kodwa?
Hayi, siyaphila thina, unjani wena?
Hayi, siyaphila bona abakhaza kodwa kanti. Hayi, into zamatekisi lezi ziyahlupha kanti. Ngiyahlupha kakhulu, into zayo zithabantu abansundu zongathi zithandi kuwa ngathi ziyahlupha kancane. Kodwa into esiyicelayo ukuthi ma kungafi thina amaphasenja ngoba thina siyazilutha. Into nje siyicelayo nje, into eyenzakala laphana inzima kanti. Ukuthi nje isikhathi sisekho nje.
Ye, ye, hayi isikhathi asisekho kweqiniso. Hayi, kodwa sibongile.
Bangasilungiselela ngoba kuthi imali ongazilutho ehamba ngenyawo.
Hayi,
ngoba ogibela iteksi ngoyohamba amanyayo nje, mangibeke kanjalo nje.
Ye, hayi uqinisile sibili. Hayi, njengokutsho kwethu isikhathi sesidliwe ngumangoye. Sibongile kakhulu ngokwenelisa ukungena kuhlelo. Jonga, that was it. We'd like to thank our guests that we had tonight, John Peter of the Mucina Ninesfield Taxi Association in Mucina, South Africa, and Mr. Dennis Juru of the International Cross-Border Traders Association, and of course all the callers who managed to get through. Thank you so much. The name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni Jonga Kande Miri Nchitaiwa, Chirongwa Che Studio 7, Achisipano Chet, Mangwana, Tengeti Inemi, Rambayam Shititsigira, Mara Rakanaka.